I want to talk to you today about love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to 7. I will not be reading all of that. The Lord had me focus on one verse, and that was verse 2. Verse 2 reads, "And if I have the gift of prophecy and speak a new message from God to the people and understand all mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have all sufficient faith that I can remove mountains, but do not have love, reaching out to others, I am nothing." Many of us try to redefine love like the way we try to redefine truth. We do this to suit us and not obey God. Good stuff, nice behavior, charitable services, acts of kindness, it doesn't make those behaviors acceptable to God. God wants your heart. He wants you to represent Him. Adam and Eve's heart changed when they disobeyed God. There was a ripple effect, and everything immediately separated them from their intimacy and closeness with God. They breached their relationship with God, and they changed the conditions of their relationship. The conditions had changed because God does not accept sin. God made some requirements to the change of their relationship. That was the result of disobedience and sin. Why did I go there? And you probably say, well, you're in the New Testament. Why did you go to the very beginning? As you mature spiritually, you will learn how to look at the origin of everything spiritual. And it also goes into the natural. Love in this chapter, God is telling us to love like Him. In order for us to even start there, we have to surrender our hearts to Him. We at this point shouldn't be telling God what culture, society, or even our versions of what love is. We aren't dictating, we are surrendering and following. Look at verse 2 again. "And if I have the gift of prophecy and speak a new message from God to the people and understand all mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but do not have love, reaching out to others, I am nothing." So I looked at "I am nothing" because that stood out to me in the verse. And this chapter is really good. There are other points that Paul brings out. But again, I told you the Lord led me to verse 2 to share. "I am nothing." When I looked at "I am nothing" and I studied it, it has some things that would probably simplify the part of "I am nothing." All would have no value. It would not save me. None of this could be placed before God as a ground of acceptance in the day of judgment, unless I should have loved. I should still be lost. We are to love the way Jesus loved. Read this and look at what love is and what love is not, according to the word of God. Surrender your heart, walk in the love of God, and walk in that love the way God intended us to walk in that love. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.